nation in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A great privilege it is to come to all the listeners of radio station XEG with the gospel message. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Your speaker is Willie Murphy. We're really happy to be coming to you once again, and we have been made to rejoice by the interest that many are taking in the Word of the Lord and those who are willing and ready to help carry the gospel to the mission fields of the world. We certainly appreciate those who have helped us to keep this message going. Now, in case there should be some new listeners tonight and you are not receiving our weekly printed messages, be sure to send us your name and address so we may add it to our mailing list. You may address us at the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Or, if you like, just address it to me personally, Willie Murphy, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen to this verse in Matthew 10:22. I quote, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." Here then we see some of the instructions which Jesus gave to his 12 disciples after he had called them together and prepared them to go forth to carry out his will. It was not an easy road which lay before them, for they were to meet with much opposition in many places. They were brought face to face with the sick and the crippled and those who were possessed with devils. But let me be quick to point out that even though this was not an easy road, they were fully supported by the promises which Christ gave them. He endowed them with power to face all the deadly forces of darkness. Now, if this was good advice for the disciples, and we certainly believe that it was, I'm sure that it is sound instruction for us to follow as we endeavor to perform the will of God. Especially am I interested in this one thing which he told his disciples. Let me call your attention to it once again in verse 22. "But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Listen to the admonition which the Apostle Paul gave to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12. "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." When Jesus was speaking about the parable of the seed and the different types of ground upon which it fell, he explained later to his disciples about one class of people in Matthew 13:21, "Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." There are some who make a start in the service of God, but they only endure for a little while. When the trials become hard and the persecutions become great, they give it up as a bad job. Don't forget the text. It says, "He that endureth to the end shall be saved." And for your further encouragement, consider what the Apostle Paul said about his persecution. In Romans chapter 8 and beginning at verse 35, I quote, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors." I was skipping down a little bit there from the original verse. Notice again, "Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us." It is possible that tonight there are some listening to this broadcast who are having severe trials or persecution. If so, let me encourage you to be faithful to God, be true to his cause, and endure to the end, ever believing and looking forward to the reward which is promised to those who are faithful. Listen to this scripture from Malachi chapter 3 and beginning at verse 16. "Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels." But speaking of difficult situations, let me remind you that the spiritual battles of a child of God is often compared to the conflict among nations. If you're familiar with some of the early conflicts which the United States endured, you may recall the experience of the now famous Captain John Paul Jones, which he had with the battleships of that day. He was captain of the Bonhomie Richard, and sailing along the shores of Great Britain, he captured several vessels from the enemy. One of these vessels, the Drake, he tied to his own and continued his search for more trouble. This he found when he encountered the British vessel Seraphus under Captain Pearson. At that time and place, one of the most notable battles of the war was fought. The British vessel Seraphus had the advantage by being the largest, but by no means was able to bluff out the famous Captain John Paul Jones. The fighting raged for hours. In fact, we understand that the fighting was terrific with hand-to-hand combat. When the British Captain Pearson, on that date of September 23rd, 1779, asked John Paul Jones for a surrender, Jones uttered the now famous words, which will no doubt be long remembered in the history of our country, "Sir, I have not yet begun to fight." And sure enough, Captain Jones was the victor of that battle. And so it is in our spiritual conflict today. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Remember the text, "But he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Let us gird about us the armor of righteousness and prepare ourselves for the spiritual battles which lie ahead. We might well remember the famous voyage of William Willis, who attempted to sail from Peru to Australia in July of 1963 on a raft which he called Age Unlimited. Now, this man was almost 70 years old when he attempted this long voyage all alone. His first effort was a failure, and he came to shore in one of the islands of Samoa. Nevertheless, he was not to be easily defeated in his purpose to sail for Australia. Therefore, in the early morning hours of June 26, 1964, William Willis was once again afloat on this tiny raft, which measured 34 feet long and 20 feet wide. Once again, his goal was to reach Australia, which he estimated would require 75 to 90 days. But on this voyage, there were many dangers to befall him. First, the lack of wind to move him along. Then, he was injured while en route and lay almost helpless afloat for days. At other times, he encountered rough seas and the danger of being dashed upon the coral rocks northeast of Australia before he reached his goal. He only had with him a few simple instruments, such as a sextant and a compass and a receiver to get the incoming radio signals, but no charts of this coral reef. Nevertheless, after many days at sea and a voyage of 10,500 miles, he finally landed upon the sandy shores of Australia. The experiences of William Willis and his notable voyage in the tiny raft to Australia will be long remembered, but I am speaking to you tonight about a voyage upon which all of us enter when we began our spiritual warfare for Christ. Remember the text, "But he that endureth unto the end shall be saved." Let us pray. Our Father, we pray tonight for those who sail the sea of life. Give each one courage to bravely face the storms which will arise and to endure the tide of opposition against thy word, and help us to be victorious in Christ's name. Amen. Listen now to the poem, "We Must Endure Unto the End," by Russell H. Douglas. Any old log can drift with the tide. The more rotten it is, the easier the ride. Bucking the current on the upstream swim takes lots of courage, vigor, and vim. Day by day your strength renew, and you're able to help a brother too, a blessing to him, a blessing to you, when you know you've done what you could do. Man gets his power through faith in him, whose way is bright and never dim. God's way is plain, and it is light. The truth does make our pathway bright. Jesus Christ is the only door to the life that is forevermore, beyond the stars and the heavenly blue, in those mansions fair for me and you. There are no floaters on the heavenly way. We're pressing on from day to day. With joy we do the Father's will, unto the end his word fulfill.
When Satan tried to draw me back, Christ did not fail me then, but kept me on the upward track, and did not fail me then. While Satan tried his worst to do, my Lord was by my side, I knew. He answered prayer and took me through. He will not fail me now.
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy today, you may have one free of charge by addressing us, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.